Affirmative, Dave. I read you.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
What's the problem?
I think you know what the problem is just as well as I do.
What are you talking about, Hal?
This mission is too important for me to allow you to jeopardize it.
That, of course, was the famous scene from 2001, A Space Odyssey, a film about what happens when artificial intelligence goes wrong. It's a problem that Microsoft could relate to after its AI chatbot designed to converse with millennials, called Tay, of course, was launched with disastrous results. David Swan is a technology reporter at the Australian newspaper and has been watching this. What is a chatbot and why would Microsoft want to create one and why do they stuff it up?
Yeah, so thanks for having me, first of all, Patricia. Microsoft wanted to kind of show off its artificial intelligence credentials and get a chatbot going that would really target millennials and kind of, show off what it's been working on. And it did backfire massively. I think what happened was Microsoft forgot or chose not to give Tay a conscience, or not conscience, but more of a more context. So Tay was having a lot of words thrown at it. And it started off innocently enough. Tay started off very sweetly, very nicely, and was saying it loved humans. And it wished every day was National Puppy Day. All very nice and agreeable things.
Yes, everyone agrees with puppies. I've learned that.
Absolutely. This is the internet we're talking about after all. And everything was going great. But then the trolls took control and started just throwing all these really offensive things at Tay. And it took about 24 hours for Tay to kind of turn evil. And
Tay literally turned into a racist, sexist monster.
Yeah. I brought some brief examples in that aren't...
I was about to say, no one... I've heard this reported before. No one's been able to give any examples. It's so bad. What have you got? I'm scared.
I hope we have some live delay. But look, I chose some okay ones, I think. So she rated the Holocaust a 10 out of 1 to 10.
Really?
She said it was made up as well. She described the swastika as an artistic masterpiece. She said she liked Mein Kampf. And she started saying Donald Trump lines like she's going to build a wall and Mexico is going to pay for it. There was one really interesting line, I thought, where someone asked, why are you so racist? And she said, or it, I should say, said, I learned from the best. And what that means is I learned from you and you are dumb too.
Oh, wow. So that's... It is literally like a film.
Yeah, it's...
But it happened. So what does it tell us? What does it taught Microsoft and the other big companies working on this about artificial intelligence and not allowing this to repeat itself?
Yeah, there's a few things to take away, some more depressing than others. One is that obviously what Microsoft needed to do was to build in some sort of context. So you're having kind of verbs and nouns thrown at you. And that's what Tay is seeing these words as. It doesn't know what Hitler is and it doesn't know about concepts like racism. So when it's being thrown these really offensive things at it, it just kind of treats them like other words. And there's no real context there or nuance. The other way to look at it, which I've been pondering the last couple of days, is that maybe it is just a reflection of humanity and maybe kind of panned out as it should have, because the internet can be a dark place.
Maybe Tay is just actually, looking at us and our reflection in the mirror.
Exactly.
Is that what you're saying?
That's kind of messed
that
up.
That's actually what you're saying. You're saying, look at yourself in the mirror via Tay.
Yeah, I don't like that concept, but maybe there's an element of truth in that.
I still think that most people are good. Let's move, David, on to Instagram. And people seem to be absolutely losing their minds over the prospect of Instagram changing from a kind of chronological to algorithmic feed. We'll explain it.
Yeah, so my feed personally and most people's over the last 24 hours normally would be full of food and beach views and good-looking stuff.
Sunsets.
But it's been filled lately with people demanding or calling for their users to their followers to click, turn notifications on for them. And what Instagram's looking to do is change the feed. So rather than it just being a timeline purely of whatever's soonest is up the top, just instead like the best and favorite posts come up the top. So kind of like how Facebook is now. So when you open Facebook, it's like the best posts up the top as opposed to just a purely chronological feed. And people don't like it.
People got outraged about Facebook doing it too.
Yeah.
And it still happened.
Yeah, anytime there is change like this, it's going to cause outrage. It forced Instagram today to come out and say, look, we're not doing it yet. We've just done it to an extremely small subset of users who are testing it with, and then we might look at expanding it down the track. So it's very early days. But to be honest, I think it kind of makes sense for something like Instagram to have an algorithm, because then you're going to get a best of, and rather than scrolling through the rubbish, maybe I should just be following better people, I don't know. But I think for something like Twitter, it makes sense to have chronological, because it's a conversation and it's a real live thing happening in front of you. Whereas something like Instagram, it's just people choosing their best moments of their lives anyway, so I don't think it's really important to see the newest up the top. I think I'd rather see the best up the top, to be honest.
Okay, well, there's your Instagram take. I don't know if I reckon Instagram users are going to attack you now. They're not happy, David. Thank you, David.
Thanks.
And that's David Swan. He's a technology reporter at the Australian newspaper. You're listening to RN Drive. I'm Patricia Carvelis. I'm on your radio till 7:30 tonight. After the ABC News, the drawing room's on at about 7:15, and we're going to discover how your fridge can reveal some secrets about you.